White, Hastings, New Zealand, August 25th, 1893. This letter was written to W.C. White, but he informs us by letter he will start August 26th for New Zealand. I send this to you, Fanny, Bolton, and Marion, Davis. Dear son Willie, I will write you a few lines this morning. I mailed a letter to you from Napier just 1 week ago. I spoke with much freedom on Sabbath to a well-filled house, from John 12, verse 35-36. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. I was not well, and yet the Lord gave me His Holy Spirit. We had an excellent social meeting. The Spirit of the Lord was in our midst. Many testimonies were born. Iverson was present and seemed deeply impressed. Sunday evening, Brother Wilson spoke. Sister Caro talked with Iverson, and he said he would keep the Sabbath, although he knew he should be discharged from his position in the school. Elder Wilson left after the forenoon meeting in Napier to meet with the Sabbath keepers in Hastings in the afternoon. After the Sabbath, Emily and I returned to Hastings on the cars. We two women were alone. The cars filled up with Maoris, and they were under the influence of liquor. They hallooed and yelled and stamped with their feet, gesticulated fiercely with their arms, and acted like a set of demons. One or two white men were behaving worse, if possible, than the Maoris. I was weary, and I became nervous, not afraid, but annoyed. They were also smoking. Opposite us in the car sat three well-dressed, clean, nice-looking young men who seemed ill at ease, I thought, because they knew we were annoyed. Soon they commenced singing in English in regard to Christ saving sinners, and this quieted the most boisterous part of the company. We thanked them for their singing. They pointed to the noisy crew and said, "They are showing their colors, and we thought we must show our colors." They then stated that they were going back to the school, 20 miles beyond Hastings, and would have to walk 20 miles that night. There were no cars going from Hastings to the place of their school. They helped us off the cars at Hastings, as Brother Wilson was a little late in meeting us. We thanked them, for it was to us a great accommodation. I wish we knew who those men were. I think they must have known who we were. Sunday I spoke in Odd Fellows Hall to the small company, and we had a good meeting. Three not of our faith were present. In the evening, I spoke in the parlor of Brother Wilson's house. He was at Napier. I had much freedom in speaking. Next day, I had a crisis. Monday night, I did not sleep until 2 o'clock, and I have been weak since that. I do not think I will go to Napier today and speak tomorrow. I have to take my bed along, and it makes so much work and breaks up my time. Sister Caro said she would have me at her house this week, but no summons has come for me to go. So I presume it will be this coming week. My upper set of teeth will be made then, temporary lower set the week following. We see that to go back and forth between Hastings and Napier costs the two of us, for cab fare and car fare, 12 shillings to go and return. We decided we must hire a carriage. That carriage will take 4 persons, but it costs us $4 per week for carriage alone. Brother Stevens purchased Brother McCullough's horse. He let us have this horse for the keeping. Brother Wilson has bought a new harness, and we can, when it is pleasant weather, go and come from Napier. I must secure a calligraph for writing as soon as possible.